USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden's climate envoy, John Kerry, arrived in China on Wednesday, the first Biden administration official to visit the country to discuss global climate ambition. All this while FBI Director Chris Wray says China is America's number one threat.
We're opening a new investigation in China every 10 hours, and I can assure the committee that's not because our folks don't have anything to do with their time. We have now over 2,000 investigations that tie back to the Chinese government.
Kerry's trip is ahead of a virtual climate summit that President Biden plans to host for dozens of world leaders later this month. While protesters gathered in the Minneapolis suburb of Brooklyn Center to protest the fatal shooting of Dante Wright, there was an easing of tension, according to law enforcement officials, hours after the former police officer was arrested and charged with second-degree manslaughter. Kim Potter, who resigned as Brooklyn Center police officer this week, posted bail and is scheduled in court Thursday. USA Radio News.
This is sponsored by Chase. 3 in 4 people have concerns about creating a budget that's flexible and realistic, according to a study conducted by Chase. And 89% of respondents expressed concerns about preparing for unexpected costs. It's Financial Literacy Month, an opportunity for people to take a closer look at their money and make the necessary adjustments to improve their financial health, like budgeting, saving, and tracking credit scores. To get started, Chase has launched a new website with information and tools designed to help. Melissa Hotzoglou, a leader for financial health at Chase.
Financial health is a journey, and we are dedicated to helping our customers think and plan for their financial future. This new website features tips and tools for how to budget, grow savings, build credit, or connect with bankers who can offer guidance for whatever stage they are in.
For resources, tools, and information, visit chase.com/personal/financial-goals.
As President Biden made Vice President Harris his border czar, nothing has been announced to correct the humanitarian crisis at the border. Tim Berg from the Phoenix, USA Radio News Bureau is reporting Kamala has announced trips to Central America.
Vice President Kamala Harris said on Wednesday she has no plans to visit the U.S. southern border, but she's looking forward to a trip soon to Mexico and Guatemala to address the core causes of the surging illegal immigration from Central America.
A large part of our focus is diplomatic in terms of what we can do in a way that is about working with these countries. So, for example, I have talked with the President of Mexico, the President of Guatemala. We have, probably saying too much, but we have plans in the work to go to Guatemala as soon as possible, given all of the restrictions in terms of COVID and things of that nature.
Harris speaking at a roundtable discussion regarding immigration on Wednesday.
Guatemala has a population of 16.5 million people. Mexico, 120. 27 million folks. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
NASCAR racing this weekend is at the short track in Richmond, Virginia. The race will be televised on Fox and Motor Racing Network. We recently caught up with driver Brad Keselowski and asked him about the Richmond Raceway.
Richmond was kind of a dominant race for us last fall. I was super disappointed that Richmond in the spring got canceled because of COVID, because I thought would be really good. But I'm looking forward to going back and hopeful to have the same success we had last fall. It's certainly a track that I've had circled. You know, Jeremy Bowens, my crew chief, and the whole team did such a great job preparing the car for that racetrack. So hopefully we can repeat.
Driver William Byron was asked to compare Richmond to other tracks.
You know, I think it honestly is its own beast. I mean, it kind of is like Atlanta with the surface, but then you've got some aspects of it that are similar to Phoenix, I guess. So it's it's really kind of its own beast. It's very low grip, even lower grip in the race car than it looks. So it's always kind of a challenge to manage the throttle there. You've got to kind of, sometimes you're running half throttle down straightaway just to keep the tires under it, later on in a run. So it's a challenge.
NASA's $800 million Mars lander is in an energy crisis because of dirt on the solar panels. InSight, which landed on Mars in 2018, is in need of a windstorm to blow the panels clean. USA Radio News.